as the Global Zimbabwe Forum, we applaud them for that because we've been putting across this argument to them together with other organizations which are involved in the National Stakeholders Forum, that the time they gave people to do the application, to us it was a short time because of some sectors that included one that people were asked to go and apply online. And if you look at a lot of these people, most of them, they are in the rural areas, in the farms, and they are working in remote factories. And they were not acquainted to this internet and online application. So what they needed to do was to go and find somebody who has got the know-how of an internet or the internet cafe, and they have to pay those people for them to do these things for them. So it was time-consuming. So our argument was, your time is too short for this process. So they had only agreed on the extension to the end of this month. Now, the good news that they've extended it to a further date, that also gives us a breathing space so that we can properly monitor exactly who is left out and who has been helped. And the fact that they said they are reviving the permits of those who are rejected to revisit them to see whether they can't do anything for them, that's also a plus for them, and we applaud them for that.